This recording is all about relaxation and has two tracks on it. The first track will give you some information about what relaxation is and how you can learn a technique by which you'll be able to relax. Once you listen to and understand this introduction, you will be ready to begin to learn to relax, and the basic procedure you need to learn relaxation is on track two of this recording. First of all, though, let's spend some time thinking about relaxation on one hand and anxiety and tension on the other. How many times have you been in a situation where you've been anxious and tense? It may have started very slowly when there's been something you've been worried about. And as you worry about this thing, whatever it is, perhaps you begin to worry about the fact that you're worried. Tension begins to rise. You begin to feel tense and anxious, which always worries you. And so you are now worrying twice as much, and your tension also has doubled. And so you review the whole situation, and you become quite worried that you're worrying so much and that you are so tense. Now, of course, this adds to your worries, meaning now you're three times as worried, three times as tense, and beginning to worry about this fact as well. The original thing that you were worried about is getting completely out of hand. Perhaps you're having headaches, aching up the back of the neck, feeling exhausted but unable to sleep. Perhaps you often find yourself gripping your hands tightly, grinding your teeth, or having tight feelings in the stomach or butterflies. In fact, overall, you're beginning to feel quite ill. The solution to your original worry has got further and further away from you, and unless you do something about your worrying, it's likely to get further and further away. Now, everyone experiences this type of thing at some time in his or her life, some more than others, and you no doubt have your own experiences which you could recall. The point is that in most cases, your worry about the fact that you are worried and tense becomes a much greater problem than the original worry itself. Let's take the example of an office worker. He begins work at, we'll say, 9 o'clock, and his supervisor comes along to him and points out that he didn't get through his quota of work the previous day, and he encourages him to do better today. Now, already the clerk begins to worry about whether or not he'll get through his day's work. His tension has already risen. Nevertheless, he gets stuck into his job, and after about an hour, he realises he's already just that little bit behind. And so his imagination gets... And he imagines to himself how far he'll be behind by the end of the day. And of course, this worries him. His tension increases. Another hour passes, and he finds that he's further behind. And of course, this worries him. His tension rises. Soon his tension has risen to the point where his concentration begins to fail and he begins to make errors. He has to go back checking his work, fixing the mistakes. And of course, this worries him because he is getting further behind, which makes him even more tense, which makes him make even more mistakes, which slows him up even more, which puts him further behind, which adds to the worry and tension he already has, which is quite large anyway. This clerk has started on an upward spiral. His tension is going to get 10 times worse before long. His output will be reduced 10 times, and he'll be in 10 times worse trouble with his supervisor. Alternatively, we could take the example of the lady who is a little frightened of travelling on buses. But she knows on this particular day that she has to. She begins to worry about what is going to happen. Will she make it or won't she? And her tension is rising. Her fear becomes greater and she thinks of all the bad things that just might happen. Her tension becomes greater, her fear rises. She begins to feel the fear, she begins to tremble a little. She feels a little sick in the stomach, which makes her more frightened, more tense, which makes her even more frightened and tense. And so, before she's even close to catching the bus, she's extremely scared by the thought of catching it. Now, these feelings are not so much due to the thought of the bus, but due to the upward spiral of fear, causing tension, causing greater fear, causing greater tension, and so on. In both of these illustrations, tension began as a good thing. Tension is the thing that keeps us alert and efficient. But when tension rises too high, as it has in these examples, it works around the other way. It becomes a bad thing. It becomes destructive. It ruins our concentration and makes us inefficient. We begin to lose our judgment. We make mistakes and we feel quite sick as well. If you experience these difficulties and feelings, then the first thing you must do is accept the fact that many, many other people from all walks of life, of all ages, both male and female, and in all sorts of different situations, are having the same sorts of difficulties. You're no freak. And the second thing to realise and accept is that something can be done to stop this upward spiral of increasing tension and anxiety. You can learn to keep your tension at a level that keeps you feeling more comfortable, keeps you much more alert, and keeps you much more efficient. Now, this learning takes time. It's not an instant cure, but if you really want to work on reducing your anxiety and tension, then this recording is here to help you by teaching a method of basic relaxation. And then later on, teaching you ways of adapting and refining the technique to something which is easy to use and yet is very effective. Now let's take some time to think about the relationship between being tense on one hand and being relaxed on the other. Did you know that it's physically and psychologically impossible for you to be both tense and relaxed? If you are relaxed, then there's no way you can be tense. Therefore, if you're concerned about something and you can learn to think about it while being relaxed, then you won't add to your concerns with more worry and tension. And furthermore, if you're tense and anxious about something and you can learn to bring on a state of relaxation, then the tension and anxiety will diminish. Now, perhaps this sounds somewhat simple. Perhaps it doesn't seem very real, but it is, and it's one of the basic principles which this relaxation technique is based upon. While you're relaxed, you cannot be anxious, nervous, or tense. This means, therefore, when you're feeling anxious and tense, you don't figure out how to become less anxious. Instead, you think about becoming more relaxed. And as this happens, you automatically become less anxious and tense. This is an important principle. Don't think about reducing your anxiety and tension. Think about allowing yourself to become more relaxed. Now, let's spend some time thinking about the very close relationship between the physical tensions we feel and the psychological tensions which we experience. If your body is tight and tense, if you have frequent headaches, if you experience sick feelings in your stomach, if you feel jumpy, nervy, tight and rigid, then it's quite likely you're suffering from anxiety and tension. You are not relaxed. If this is so, then your mind and your thinking are tense too. There are things that you are worrying about. Perhaps there are certain fears that you feel. Your mind is turning over, but there are few real solutions coming out. And when we are worrying or frightened or anxious about something, then this shows itself in the way that we act and in the way that we feel physically. The way we feel physically is a reflection of our psychological tensions or anxieties. If we can relax physically, then we are also relaxing psychologically. If you do physically feel some or all of the things that I have described just now, then anxiety and tension does seem to be a difficulty for you. It also means that there are probably feelings about which you're anxious or of which you're frightened. In order to sort these things out efficiently and effectively, you are going to need to learn to relax. And so this relaxation program is going to be useful to you. It's important, however, before you enter this program, to ensure that what you are feeling is due to anxiety and tension. And so, if you have not already done so, I would strongly advise you to check with your doctor just to make sure that what you are feeling is not due to some other medical condition. Having done that, let's now look at the various stages you work through to develop your relaxation technique. The first stage of this program is to listen very carefully to this introduction and gain understanding, and it may mean that you need to listen to this track several times. Then you can go on to the second track of the recording, which takes you through the basic relaxation procedure step by step. The whole procedure takes about half an hour to follow through. By doing this, you will soon be able to identify what is tension and what is relaxation. It often happens that we actually forget what it feels like to be really relaxed. We spend nearly all of our time feeling anxious or tense, and this is what we become used to. We can get to the point where what we think is relaxed is really tension. Only recently, a client who had been very tense but had learned to relax said to me, "I never realised all those years how tense I really was, and now I'm relaxed, I know, and I never want to be constantly tense like that again." Whatever the reason for our tension, we need to make sure that we're able to identify the difference between being relaxed and being tense. You see, if you're tense and don't know it, you probably won't do anything about it. If you are tense or you're becoming tense and recognize the feelings as tension, then you can use your relaxation and reduce the tension, making you feel more relaxed or comfortable. Once you have used the relaxation procedure for a period, and you've got to the point where you think you know the procedure fairly well, and you can identify the difference between tension and relaxation, then you'll be ready to go on and do the full relaxation procedure step by step without the recording. At this stage, the full relaxation procedure should still take you about half an hour for each session. When you are happy with your ability to relax without the tape, then you can begin to spend less time at each session. Perhaps you will take 20 minutes rather than 35 minutes, and then 15 minutes instead of 20 minutes, and so on. But all the time using the full procedure as set out on track 2 of this recording. Once you have cut the time down to about 15 minutes or so, then you'll be ready to refine the procedure. Now at this stage, instead of going through the whole procedure step by step, you begin to develop your own individual technique. Begin by finding a very comfortable position. You should by this time be able to identify what parts of your body are tense and which are not. And so you ask yourself, "What part of my body is tense?" Identify it and use the technique that you have learned to relax that part of your body. When you have done that, you can ask yourself, "Which part of my body is most tense now?" And so identify that part and use the technique you have learned to relax that part of your body. You follow this method of identifying tension and then relaxing until you find that you are feeling fully relaxed and comfortable. If you continue to refine your relaxation in this way, you'll find you can develop a technique which you can use anywhere, anytime. Within a few minutes, you can bring yourself to total relaxation by identifying tension, then relaxing, identifying tension, then relaxing, and so on. You can use this technique anywhere, whether it's at home, at work, in a crowded street, a shop, a theatre, whether a bus or a train, in a very open place, in a very closed place, it doesn't matter. In fact, you can use it anywhere, whenever you notice that your tension is beginning to spiral upwards. Let's look now at some points relevant to developing your relaxation technique and putting it into practice. First of all, carefully develop your relaxation technique. Don't, whatever you do, be in too much of a hurry. Most people don't master relaxation overnight. It takes practice. It takes devotion, and you must really want to learn to relax. So take it easy, work hard, be patient, and you'll do just fine. Secondly, practice frequently. In the beginning, run through the relaxation procedure on the next track of this recording as often as you can, but at least once a day, including the weekends. It could be morning or night or during the day, whatever is most convenient to you. If you can manage it more than once a day, then that's fine too. You see, the more devoted you are to it, especially if you are just learning relaxation, then the quicker you are going to reap the benefits. The third thing to remember is very important. Let go. Don't try to make it happen. Let go. Don't try to make it happen. Trying very hard to relax can often backfire if you're trying the wrong way. The best way to relax is to actually do nothing. Don't concentrate on anything. Don't try to control your body or your thinking or anything about yourself. Just let go. You see, as soon as you try to relax, to make it go right or better, you're actually using energy. You are actively thinking, tension is increased, relaxation therefore is decreased. So just let go. Let your body go. Don't try to hold it in any sort of position. Let your mind go. Don't try to direct your thinking. Remember, relaxation is letting go. The fourth point is that you shouldn't move on until you're ready. Now, it's often very tempting to try to shorten your relaxation to a shorter version before you have really mastered the previous stage. All I can say to that is don't. Make sure that you really have mastered relaxation by following the recording before you move on to doing it without the recording. And make sure you master it without the recording before you try to do a shorter version, and so on. In short, at each stage, make sure you can walk before you try to run, as it were. The fifth thing is that you may have a setback. Now, don't worry about this. At some time, you may genuinely feel you're ready to move on to the next stage of the program and actually do so. But then you might find that it's not going right. You've just lost some of your ability to relax. Don't get concerned about this, as it does happen. Perhaps you've moved on too soon, or perhaps the circumstances about you have changed and you're experiencing greater tension, which makes it harder to relax. Just go back whatever number of stages you feel you must to be able to relax. You'll probably find that if you do go back, you'll progress quickly through the stages you've already come. Some people unfortunately think that it's bad to go back a few stages. They think that to do this is to admit defeat, but it's nothing of the kind. If, for example, you just move on to not using the recording for a while, ensure that you master that stage rather than push ahead when you're really not ready to. The sixth point is that you need to start using your relaxation in real situations. Identify the times that you are most tense. Perhaps it's in the morning, late at night, when shopping, perhaps while travelling or at work, or any number of times or places or situations. Practice relaxation before you enter this difficult period and practice it at the time as well. Deep breath, close the right hand, let go, saying to yourself, relax. All you have to do is follow the procedure you will learn from track 2 of this recording. But use your relaxation in all sorts of real situations. Point 7 is that you should always remember to get in early. We all know how difficult it can be to shake a headache once it has a hold, or how long it takes to heal a wound that is infected. Now, in the same way you would use antiseptic on a cut finger to avoid the possibility of infection, use your relaxation while tension and anxiety are at a low level. The longer you leave it before relaxing, the harder it will be to cope with the tension, the more destructive it will be, and the harder it will be to relax when you eventually get round to it. Let's do some preparation now for the relaxation exercise. The way we are going to learn to relax is by tensing up first, then relaxing. Tensing up and then relaxing. When tensing up, all that is required is an increase in tension or tightness that you can notice. It's not necessary to tense so hard that it hurts, but sufficient change that you can notice you've increased the amount of tension. Then that tension is released. We let go. We relax. Each time you tense and relax, the relaxation is a little more than the time before. And this continues until the whole body is relaxed. In other words, the relaxation is not sudden or instant, but it is gradual or progressive. In order to get this idea of tensing and relaxing, let's think about our breathing. We all breathe. Breathing requires tensing and relaxing. We tense muscles to breathe in. We relax to breathe out. You may have found at times when you are tense or needed to let go a little and relax that you sigh or take a deep pronounced breath and let go. Something like this. Now that's something we do automatically from time to time to relieve our tension. And so we make this our starting point. Try it a few times. Take a deep breath and let it go. Relax. Now we'll do it again, but this time, as we let the air go, we'll say the word relax like this. Relax. Take the full breath out for the word relax. Let's try it again together. Breathing in. Relax. Good. Now, in the relaxation exercise from now on, each time you tense a muscle group, you also breathe in, and as you relax, you let that air go slowly and smoothly, and at the same time, saying to yourself or whispering the word, relax. One of the things that sometimes happens to people when they're feeling tense is that they find out that they can't catch their breath. They become breathless. This can be caused by being so tense you are unable to relax sufficiently to let the air out. In other words, your lungs are full of air and there's no room for any more. But the body is demanding oxygen, so you tense up to take in more air, but there's no room. As a result, you may end up panting very little breaths very quickly into the very last little bit of lung space, while not being able to relax enough to let that full lung of air out. This could be a somewhat frightening experience. You need to let go. To do this, you can use this relaxation, concentrating on that chest and breathing, tensing as you breathe in, relaxing as you let go. Each time you let go, relaxing a little bit further. Your breaths slowly become longer and longer, and as they do, the rate of breathing slows down. The panting stops as the body receives the oxygen that it needs. Breathing returns to normal, and you can then continue relaxation with other body areas. Now, this may be somewhat confusing at present, but it will make more sense once you understand the relaxation exercise. Okay, that's the breathing, and as I've already said, it's something that you all do automatically, tensing and relaxing. We will now teach the rest of our body to do the same, and we link the breathing first of all to one of our hands. For the majority of people, it's probably most comfortable to use the dominant hand. That is the left hand if you're left-handed and the right hand if you're right-handed. It doesn't really matter which hand you use, as long as it's comfortable for you. The exercise on track 2 says to use the right hand, but if you prefer to use your left hand, then that's just fine. Now we're going to make a fist with whichever hand you've decided on. Do that now. Make a fist. Increase the tension, but not too tight, just enough so you know it's not relaxed. And then let go and relax. Try it again. Make a fist, increase the tension, and let go. Relax. Good. Now let's link that with the breathing. Take a deep breath, and at the same time, make a fist, increase the tension, hold it, and let go. Let the air go, saying relax, let your fist go, let the tension go, relax. Try it again, deep breath, fist, increasing the tension, holding it, and let go, let the air go, let the fist relax, saying to yourself, relax. In the relaxation exercise, you'll be using what you've just learnt and doing it in conjunction with every other set of muscles in your body, one at a time. Another aspect of the exercise is that you're instructed to imagine some things. In preparation, let's go through these now. Close your eyes and try to imagine something moving very, very slowly. Moving very slowly. The more you picture it, the slower it moves. It can be anything you like, from a tortoise crawling along to an old horse-drawn cart with big wheels that are only just managing to turn. Some people can imagine such things better than others. A few people might find it actually impossible to imagine such things, and that's okay, just do the best that you can. You may need to change your image several times until you find something that really suggests slow movement to you, and that's fine too. Another thing you are asked to imagine is a floppy rag doll. Imagine that now with your eyes closed. Imagine holding it a small distance above a bed and then letting it go. Picture it just flopping on the bed, arms and legs all everywhere. Just landing as it falls. Nothing to hold it in any position. Just completely floppy. Nothing tight or rigid about it. And the final thing to imagine is going down somewhere. It can be walking down a gentle slope, going down the steps, walking down an embankment, whatever you like. Close your eyes and try to imagine that you are going down to a place that is very relaxing and comfortable to you. Perhaps by a beach or a river or a bushland or rainforest setting. Somewhere very peaceful and relaxing. If you can't think of such a place, then create one in your mind. Try to imagine a scene. See the detail of the things about you. See the colours. Hear the sounds and smell the aromas. If you find it difficult to imagine these things or can only hold the image for a short time, that's fine. Just do the best you can. You don't have to be able to hold these images to learn to relax, but it's helpful if you can. Just do as well as you are able. Now that completes the preparation necessary for you to commence the relaxation exercise. If, however, any of this method or any of the instructions aren't clear, then go back and listen to this track again before you go any further. Be sure that you're clear about what you're doing before you move on. If at any time you become unclear of the method or the principles of relaxation, take yourself on a revision and listen to this track again. Don't take the attitude that we'll be all right or it's not important to understand how relaxation works. In fact, the more you understand how relaxation works, the better you'll be able to master relaxation. And finally, throughout developing your ability to relax, remember the golden rule. Relaxation is doing nothing, just let go. Relaxation is doing nothing, just let go. The harder you try to relax, the more difficult it is to relax. Relaxation is doing nothing, just let go. Now, if you're clear on everything I've said so far, then you're ready to go to the next track and begin to learn to relax. If you take your time and don't rush it, I know you'll find tremendous benefits in being able to successfully relax.